Welcome to the Easy Yoga Podcast with myself, Gemma Neese, Easy Yoga founder, author, yoga coach, and relationship coach. It is my pleasure to have you here and for you to feel energized, calm, happy, and for you to have the perfect relationship with yourself, your partner, and your family without seeing a family therapist, changing your personality, or leaving your job. You will learn techniques and things to help you guide you through a better life through health, meditation, yoga, journaling, nutrition, and all things yoga, for you to have the life you deserve and crave, and for you to love yourself on a soul level. Thank you so, so much for being here today, and I am so grateful and so full of love to have you here. Enjoy this next episode. Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode from Easy Yoga, all things relationships, yoga and well-being. And today my special guest is Kerry Denny, and Kerry is all about helping you feel great with simple daily self-care. Whether you're seeking the restful sleep you deserve, an energized body and mind, or an overall improvement in your health, Kerry's extensive background allows her to offer a well-rounded approach to well-being. Through her massage therapy skills, doTERRA essential oils and wellness products, and invigorating Zumba fitness classes, she is committed to helping you feel great today and every day. So welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Gemma. This is awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a good conversation. So how did you kind of get into the well-being area, I suppose?
It's kind of a fun story because I was working in an office and I thought, geez, this cannot be what people work so hard to do, be inside under fluorescent lights, eating donuts. Like, this cannot possibly be all there is. And so I looked into massage schools and I looked at one and it felt so right that I quit my job and I started massage school right away. And so that's really what I just jumped into, that to that journey. So then once I was there, they're like, oh, who's had a massage? And I was like, oh my God, I've never had a massage before. What am I doing? But that was okay. So it felt so right to be there. And so that is really where my journey began. And then when I looked back, I was like, oh, all these different kind of random people in my life were like, oh, I took a massage course, or I know a little bit about essential oils. And I was like, these people weren't like in my immediate circle, just like a landlord or some random coworker said something. And I was like, oh, okay. So as I was like, okay, there were like little signs pointing that way, but I really felt like I quit my job and I just started, and I was like, here I am.
That's amazing, because I think a lot of, well, self-care or self-love is kind of the buzzword that it has been for a few years now, I think since the pandemic, but there is something certainly in it, isn't there? It really is.
Absolutely. And the more you can do for yourself on a daily basis, the more aware you are of what's going on with you and kind of the less other intervention that you need. I'm happy to go to see the doctor. I'm happy to go to the hospital. I'm happy to have surgery if that's what's required.
Yeah.
But the more I can be in touch, we're talking about hay fever is so terrible right now. But the more that I can be aware of that and things I can do, like we were saying, taking showers often, washing your face. I have a neti pot, so it's cleaning my sinuses yesterday. And even if nothing goes through, it's something I can do. I'm using my essential oils. So the more that I can do for myself on a daily basis, the better equipped I feel. So if my hormones start, you know, turning me into a crazy person, I'm like, oh, okay, that's a change. That's something I need to, you know, address and balance out a little bit better. So the more we can be aware, the better.
Yeah, definitely. And do you find that sleep is a massive thing for you to kind of, not you in general, but people, the self-care? So if you do get a good night's sleep, then you will feel better the next day.
100%. And I am a very good sleeper. So when I don't get a good night's sleep, I'm like, oh my gosh, what is happening? This is terrible. I make bad food decisions. I make bad life decisions. Like, yeah. Nap in the middle of the day when you're supposed to be doing something else. Like, all these things that you're just irritated and it's hard to make decisions. And it's like, okay, so rewind. if I can prepare myself better for sleep and get a good night's sleep, you know, even to just improve on whatever you're getting, because we can all do better. You know, the better focus you can have the next day, the better decisions you can make. And like I said, even with food, because first thing you're like, okay, give me tea, give me coffee, give me sugar, give me all the things, instead of I'm going to take time to make something more nutritious.
Yes. And if someone's just about to start on their self-care journey, where would you kind of say start? Because you can Google it and it comes up with do this, and be like, where am I supposed to start?
And then it feels like a full-time job.
Yes.
I don't need another full-time job. Yeah. I need some simple things that I can change to get you back, get you on track or on further down that path to wellness. So I do have a free ebook on sleep and essential oils. So that's a great place to start, with lots of hints and tips and things that you can do for yourself. You know, getting prepared for sleep and the things you do during the day to help you, you know, prepare better for sleep and get better sleep and stay asleep longer.
Yes. And what would you kind of say, as we're talking about sleep, how long would you say is a good sleep? So it's not a fact of, or I know as well, it's not a fact of how many hours you're in bed for, it's actually the quality of sleep.
Yeah. So if you're getting, a lot of people just say 8 hours. There's some nights that you're just like, I'm here for 10 hours. I've definitely been asleep for a bunch of hours. But yeah, if you are getting solid rest, I think somewhere in 6 hours for most people is a good amount of time, but you need that time to like go through all your cycles to get that rest and repair.
Yes. Yeah. And which essential oils go well with sleep?
Yeah, so lavender is very popular. Lots of people know lavender. They talk about lavender. Unfortunately, there is a lot of lavender that's synthetic, and it's just synthesized all over the place. And so when it's that chemical lavender, or if there's other things added to it, that's actually working against. So you're like, here, I use this lavender eye pillow, or I use this lavender bath oil, and I don't feel relaxed. I don't feel restful, because there's other stuff in there that your body isn't processing, or the lavender isn't natural. So then you aren't processing that. So the company that I partner with, doTERRA, their oils are 100% pure. There's nothing added to them, even when the plants are growing up, and there's nothing added along the way. And you can just smell that. And for some people, again, like that triggers, they're like, oh, I hate lavender. Oh, I can't stand it. So there are loads of other options, anything from Roman chamomile to petitgrain, to we have a blend called Serenity. So there's lots of
I love that one.
You love Serenity?
Oh yes, love that one.
It's so good. And doTERRA comes out with specials at holidays, and so there was a Serenity pillow spray, so you could just spritz that on your pillow before heading into bed, and it's like, oh,
I'm chilled now.
Now, and if those are too floral, then something like cedarwood or vetiver, something that's very grounding, very rooting oil, will just knock you right out.
Yes, and going back to the massage, is it that you do like full body massage or head massages or reflexology? What kind of do you specialize in?
Yeah, so full body massage, and I've been doing that now for 25 years.
You must have massive arms.
I've also been a power lifter, so.
That's amazing. So
people are like, oh, you can't hurt me. I'm like,
yeah, I wouldn't.
But yeah, so when I started doing massage, I was like, oh, this is it. This is what I'm doing for the rest of my life. And so far, so good. So yeah, I do full body massage, basically a Swedish style massage, which is what people think of when they think of massage. And then over the years, I just take everything that I've learned and my intuition. And so that all goes into a session. So if you come in and you're like, oh yeah, my neck and shoulders are hurting me, I'm going to spend more time on your back and your neck, but there also might be tension in your hips and in your feet that's actually contributing to head and neck tension. So to just address the whole body.
Do you find people fall asleep?
A lot of people do fall asleep.
That's good.
And a lot of people will be talkers. So it just depends on how they stress relief. And so I let them do that. And I, since I've had my own practice, I make sure that I have plenty of time. So it's not like, 50 minutes, you're out of here, you know? Yeah. So I make sure that I have a good 10, 15 minutes if they need to talk and get stuff out before they can even get on the table. And then I had one client that would talk all the time during her whole massage, and we would talk then for another while after. So I just kind of like, oh, okay.
You become a therapist as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And so to not have too many of those, but to just kind of meet people where they are and what they need for their stress relief, and then try to, okay, great. Let's get on the table, and let's, if they need to keep talking, kind of, let's talk through that some more. Or there might be a part of the body you get on their feet, and it's like, that'll get them talking or not talking.
Yeah.
As far as me, I try to not start conversation if somebody is being very quiet on the table, to just let them, let them be quiet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you find as well, a lot of people, or do you actually journal with your thoughts? Because a lot of people will, well, say, come to you and just chat, and that's their kind of way of getting it all out. But self-care is another very important, journaling part of self-care is very important. And so many people come to me and be like, I don't know where to start with that. How would say start? Like, right.
Journaling is a great, great place to start. I actually created a journal. It's for sale on Amazon, called My Dragonfly Journal. Ooh. I just so happen to have one right here.
Amazing.
So plenty of space to write and doodle in there. But you can just grab a, you know, notes app on your phone, or grab a piece of paper and just start writing stuff down. That's a great way to get on to your self-care journey. We call it like a brain dump. You've probably heard that. So you have all these thoughts. And that's another thing when you're trying to go to sleep, people are like, oh, I can't go to sleep, my mind is so busy. It's like, just pause for a second, sit down and write all that stuff out. So then your brain doesn't have to keep chewing on it. Start writing that all out. And then you don't have to go back and look at it. You don't have to read it. You don't have to save it. You can throw it away, whatever.
That's amazing, because I'm like that. I was thinking, oh, I go on and off with my journal. I used to do it every day. And then I was thinking, oh, I don't know, I need to go back to it, actually. And I did start this morning. You know, when you just think, oh, I'll do that tomorrow. And actually, no, I thought, no, the kids are in my bed, or in our bed with their tablets. And I thought, I've got 5 minutes. I'm just going to write what comes out of my head right now. And it might not even make sense to you or to anyone else, but you're getting it out of your mind, isn't it? And then because you feel better, you feel lighter and calmer after you've done that.
Yes, absolutely. Because now your brain isn't trying to hold on to it. Like, here's what I need to do. Here's, I need to keep on. This is what the kids need to do. This is what needs to, you know, you're trying to keep all these things. And then your brain's like, but what about this? I have some inspiration I want to tell you about, but you're too busy with all this other stuff. So then you start writing, and then you might glance back at it and go, what? Oh my gosh. I talked to a gal recently, and she pulled out this booklet, this huge book. And she's like, cause she keeps asking about her business and asking. And then she's like, I've written down all these notes. That's entirely different where she wants to take her business. But she keeps asking other people, what do you think I should do this for my business? Or do you think I should do this? But what does she think? She'd written it all down over and over and over again in her journal.
There you go. It's right there. So
your inspiration is like, please let me come talk to you.
Yeah. Now we are going to go to a short break. See you the other side. Welcome to Inside Timer, the number one free app for sleep, anxiety, and stress, with more than 100,000 guided meditations led by the best teachers from Great Britain and around the world. I am a teacher on this platform, and it is amazing for sleep, anxiety, everything really. So come on over and check it out. It's a free app, and it has over 20 million meditators on there. I have over 25 meditations for you to choose from, as well as the Goddess Academy of Light course. You will learn so much on this course, and you have made the right decision to be here and be part of this amazing self-taught academy journey. This is a self-taught 14-day course that you can take at your own pace. Everything, if it is getting too much for you, you are struggling with your relationships, you're struggling with life, this is one course that you need in your life. You will learn how to meditate and journal so you have a clearer headspace to come at your relationship. You will learn how to use EFT tapping method for you to feel completely stress-free. You will use breath work. You will know how to sleep better, have self-care and nutrition. You will learn yoga techniques, movement, exercise for you to be able to move through challenging times within your relationship and for you to be able to survive whatever it is that life and your relationship throws at you. You will also learn how to communicate with your partner better. And there are so many more different techniques and tools for you to have the best relationship with your partner and yourself. So come on over onto the Insight Timer meditation app. It is free to download. Just search it wherever you download your apps from, and I will see you there. And do you find as well, I don't know if you do it, but I do mirror work. So on my mirror at the moment, I've got some affirmations that I read to myself every day when I'm looking in the mirror, because that then cements it more. So do you use affirmations as well?
I definitely do use affirmations. Yeah.
You have a favorite one?
I am abundant.
Oh, yes. Love that one. Yes. Because you are. Everyone is.
Because I am. And that could be for anything.
Yes. Yeah.
It could be for anything. So whatever I decide to focus on, I could be experiencing an abundance of traffic. So I'm like, okay, focus. I have time. I have an abundance of time to get me where I need to go. Loads of time. So yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's awesome. I like that one. Good analogy. And then with like self-care, so a lot of people will think, well, I don't have time for a bath. It's like, well, no, that doesn't really mean self-care is not just having a bath. It's so much more.
It is so much more. It's giving back to yourself and finding those moments of time that you can do that. It's wonderful to go off for a spa day. It's wonderful to go, you know, have a massage. I love all those things. It's lovely to sit on the beach and read an entire book, but sometimes it doesn't allow that. What you do have time for is the 3 minutes while you're waiting for the kettle to boil to take a few deep breaths. The time that you're looking in the mirror, maybe putting on your makeup or fixing your hair, you can look at your affirmations. You can repeat those things to yourself. If you are stuck in traffic, you can take a moment and remind yourself how blessed I am, how grateful I am that I have a car, that I do have a job to go, whatever it is. I do have these things to do. I am grateful for all these things. So you have these moments to give back to yourself and to find the things that feed you, feed your soul, and do more of them.
Yes. And feed, we'll move on to kind of nutrition a little bit, because that kind of is self-care as well. Like nutrition, what's the word? Fueling your body with good stuff.
Fueling your body with good stuff. Absolutely. That is honoring yourself. That's honoring your body. It's feeding yourself and fueling your soul and your passion and your cells and your future self.
Yes, definitely. And do you have like a shot of, I don't know, of like a juice or something in the mornings or not? Because I've just started doing turmeric and cinnamon shot.
Excellent. Like, yeah. Any of these things that you do, like, you know, is it as good as a donut? No. But once you start like, hey, this is really good for my body. And if that's a really spicy combination, and yes, you know, it's very earthy, yeah, but then you're like, I feel more awake and I feel energized and I feel ready to tackle the day. So
yeah,
after you eat a donut, you're like, I'm not ready to tackle anything. Ready to tackle more donuts. No. Yeah.
No.
So especially with hay fever going on, using a combination of lavender, lemon, and peppermint together is great. In the diffuser, also, you can put a little bit in a shot glass. So doTERRA oils have been tested that you can take, put them in your water. You can put them in your food. Not all oils are, but I'll even just put a drop on my hand and just lick it and just get that in right away.
Yes. Yes.
But we also have turmeric oil. And so you could just use a drop of that and make a turmeric latte or do that with the cinnamon, or it makes it really, really handy when you have the oils on hand.
Yeah, I never knew about that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've just got the powdered version, and then if I spill it, it then stains everything. Oh, great.
Stains absolutely everything. Yeah. So I love talking to new people. I do a free wellness consultation where we can have a chat about what the oils are, what they do, how they can help you, and how to get them at the best price. So
that's amazing. That's really good. And tell me about Zumba.
Ooh,
I'm so uncoordinated. You know what? I've never done Zumba because I just think I would be all over the place. Like my legs are here, my arms are here. I don't know what I'm doing.
Right. We can walk. Right. Right. March, march, march. So what I love about Zumba is that it is for all and by all. So anybody, you know, I've seen all kinds of instructors. I've seen all kinds of students. You can modify to make it work for you. There's seated Zumba, so you can, you know, if you, whatever your abilities are, you can be in a chair and still do your arms, you know, do what you can. So that goes for everybody. So if you're feeling not coordinated, that's okay. When you're in the class or if you're doing it at home by yourself, like we're moving this way, we're moving that way, you pick it up because you do mirror, right? Yes. So if you're looking at me, we're going this way, you're mirroring what I'm going to do. So, and everything's very visual. And so also there's no language barrier because if I point, you know, you can go, right? So you do not have to be coordinated. You do not have to have any dance experience. I have always been very active. I always, you know, boogie around. Any music comes on, I'm always the first one at an event to get up and get everybody going. It's just the way it is. So from drumming circles or, you know, wedding or anything, the grocery store, I will just be like boogieing around, and people are like, okay, whatever. And they're like, oh yeah, that does feel really good. And again, that works into that self-care and like really feeling your body, because we sit at the desk and then we sit at home and then we're on our phone and then we might go for a walk, but then we're kind of like sitting then, right? And so like you getting people to do yoga and moving into those parts where things are getting stuck. Yeah. Zumba is the same way. You're focused on me. You're focused on the music for that hour. And it just, things are releasing and you're not worried about everything else. It's like, we're just doing this. And afterwards, just the release of the endorphins and all your happy hormones. It makes everything better.
Oh, I love that, because I've just started teaching ballet bar, and it's so funny because I'm not from a dance background at all. I'm more yoga, and yeah, I'm teaching this, and then I'm having to stare at something to really concentrate of like, right, what am I doing now? And then I'm trying to move my arms and my legs and everyone's like watching me, and then I'm just so, so funny, but I just kind of make a laugh out of it because they know that I'm only just qualified. So
yes.
It's funny, yeah. But,
yep.
But is it like, do you get quite hot and sweaty doing it? Because is it fast or is it quite, well, I don't know, normal?
So it is fitness. So you are getting, your heart rate is going to go up and down. It's interval. So you're going to go up and down throughout. So from the start of class, we have a warm up and then you work into the different songs and different rhythms. So that's another thing. It's all this world rhythms. Music that's chosen and pop music and everything. And then we have a cool down. So over the whole class, you start out a little slower and then you work up a little faster, but then each song starts out kind of slower and then you can intensify it. And then if you need to go lower or higher, you can do that. So paying attention to your body, you know, do I want to jump this up more? You know, cause we sort of start out slow so you can get the steps. Here are the steps, this is what we're doing. And then next we're gonna really punch it up a bit and get more flair in it, so.
Oh, I love that. I'm gonna have to try it one day.
Yes, and I have an on-demand class, so I can send you that link and I'll give you a code so you can take it for free.
Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah, that would be good. Yeah. I have to try it.
And you can do it from home, so just clear a little bit of space.
Oh,
and
that's
then
good. Yeah.
It is judgment free, but especially when you're at home doing it by yourself.
Yes. Let it go. Let it be free and just, move.
No judgment, because we're all just people, and we just need to move and feel fabulous.
Yes, we do. And I think a lot of the time as well, people get stuck with the, oh, I'm getting judged, or I'm not good enough, or I can't do this. The same with anything that could be self-care, that could be dance, could be, well, whatever, massage or anything. But it's coming back to your self-discovery and how you feel about yourself. So being more grateful for the things around you. And do you practice gratitude?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Love gratitude. Yeah. Because it's just something that you need every day.
It is something you need every day. And for those listening, maybe that have never practiced gratitude, or again, feels like a bigger job, just before you go to bed, or when you get up in the morning, or when you're on your lunch break, just think of three things you're grateful for. They could be literally anything. It doesn't have to be, I'm grateful for world peace and for this. I'm grateful that I have shoes on my feet. I'm grateful that the river is 15 minutes away, that I can go and jump in the cold water and get bitten by bugs. No.
Oh, yes. Especially this time of year.
Yeah. I'm grateful that I have my essential oils, that I can manage my sinuses right now. I'm grateful, anything. I'm grateful that I have a mug to have my tea in. Absolutely anything. Write down three things, and before you know it, you'll be writing a list of 100 things.
Yes. And actually, before the children go to bed, we'll always say, what was your bad bit today? And then we can talk about your bad bit. What was your good bit today? And then I've just added in the last couple of months, we've added in, what do you like about yourself today? And what are you grateful for today? Or what are you thankful for? Because Brianna, she's 5, she's nearly 6. She's like, what does that mean? And I said, well, okay. And then she asked me mine. So then we both have like a conversation about what mine were, what hers are. And it's really interesting, the things that she comes up with. Like last night, she said, I'm grateful for my teeth because I can eat. I was like, that's a good one.
Yes. So good.
But I think it's like getting into the rhythm, the pattern of doing it every day. And if you miss a day, that's okay. But always come back to that as well. Don't beat yourself up that you haven't done it that specific day. Do another 2 maybe, or another 1, add another 1 on the next day.
Yeah. Or don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You missed it. It's okay.
Yeah.
Let's pick it right back up. Same with the journaling. You have best intentions to do it every single day of the week. And then before you know it, things happen.
Yeah.
It's okay. Pick it up again, and pick it up when you need it. And when it feels like maybe you don't need it, that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, I say that with my clients, with the relationship stuff, when they're feeling really like, I've just had an argument, write it down, like write how you feel down. No one's going to see it. No one's going to do anything about it. If you don't want it, then in your actual diary, because someone's going to read it, then rip it up or put it on fire and just put it down the sink. Do something like, because it's out of your head and in somewhere else then. So it's not affecting you, hopefully.
Yeah. And you got to share that, even if it's just writing it down. It still feels like that relief, that, and then you don't have to go to your partner and be like, you made me feel all blah, 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 whatever it is, right? That you're just like, I'm feeling frustrated. And so then you can reframe it then when you can have a good conversation about it.
Yes. No, that's true. And going back to the breath work again, do you deal with that as well? Like, would you say, or what kind of breath would you say is like a good stress relief one?
Breath work? Just taking your time. A typical one that lots of people use is just breathe in for 4 and breathe out for 4. And breathe in for 4. Nice and even. Because a lot of times, especially when we get stressed, you're breathing really shallow and not taking a full deep breath in and not letting it all the way out.
Yes.
So just taking that time, just breathe in as far as you can and exhale as far as you can. Another one that's good for meditation and mindfulness is called square breathing. You done square breathing? Yeah, so you breathe in for four, right? Breathe out for four, breathe in for four, and then out for four.
I love that one, definitely. And do you find that some of the oils will help with breath work?
Absolutely. So right now, feeling the way I do, just having peppermint nearby to help open up the sinuses. We actually have a whole yoga collection, specially blended oils to use for yoga. Every day I put on our grounding blend called Balance. So that just helps me feel more grounded and focused for the day ahead, whatever it may throw at me. So anything that you can help tune you in and have that focus. So even something simple like lemon or wild orange, just to like, I'm right here, right now.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I love that. And what are two takeaway points from today's conversation?
Ooh.
Now I'm going to put you on the spot. Sorry.
Ooh, but I want to get you into a Zumba class.
Yes. Yes, you should. I will have to do it and I will video it for you.
That'd be so awesome. And And that I think you have so many more interesting things to share.
That's a good one. I like that one. And yes. Where can we find you? What's your website or your social media channels? And how do we order doTERRA from you?
Yes. So if you go to my website, carriedennywellness.ie, and I'll share that link there. There you can get my free ebook on sleep. There's information about my journal, and then you can get in contact with me there for a free wellness consultation. I do have a separate doTERRA website. It can be a bit fiddly on what's the best way to go about getting started, but we have some great starter sets, and there's always a 10% off product and a way to earn free product. So I would love to tell you all about it before you pop on the website.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been really good. Really good chatting to you.
Thank you so much, Gemma. This has been excellent.
Thank you so, so much for being here with me today. It means the world to me and my heart is so full of gratitude right now. If you are feeling pulled to, I would love you to leave a review over on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, whatever they're called, or Spotify or wherever you get your podcast from, whichever platform you are on. Leave a review, even do a 5-star rating if you fancy it. And yes, go and follow me over on Instagram at gemma.haley.niece, or I'm on LinkedIn as Gemma Niece. So thank you so, so much for being here, and always reach out to me. I'm always have my DMs open, as again, Instagram at gemma.haley.niece or LinkedIn, or go on my website, which is www.gemmaniece.com. So thank you so much, and I will see you again next week.